Faith, Hope, and Carnage emerges from conversations between Nick Cave and journalist Sean O'Hagan, creating a profound meditation on loss, creativity, and spiritual awakening. Following the devastating death of his teenage son Arthur in 2015, Cave embarked on an extraordinary journey through grief that transformed both his art and spiritual outlook. What makes this narrative so compelling isn't just Cave's celebrity status, but his unflinching honesty about life's darkest passages. His reflections on grief, creativity, and faith have resonated far beyond his fan base, offering wisdom for anyone navigating profound loss. As Cave puts it, grief either changes us completely or causes us to contract around an absence. He chose transformation, discovering that happiness was a form of insubordination in the face of life's indifference. Cave's creative approach transformed after Arthur's death, shifting from controlled narratives toward fragmented, abstract forms that better reflected his disrupted experience. With Warren Ellis, he embraced informed improvisation, musical explorations paired with rigorous editing that demands a vulnerable state, both dangerous and teeming with potential. The resulting music seems to possess knowledge beyond Cave's conscious mind. Ghosteen originated from visual hallucinations. A man standing on a beach surrounded by panicking animals, burning hills, and a spiral of spirit children climbing to the sun. These visions created songs with a prayer-like quality where Cave feels someone else or something else is performing them. This creative surrender allows him to discover lyrics he never would have found through conventional methods. The repeated "And I Love You," followed by "Peace Will Come" in Spinning Song, emerged from a place Cave wouldn't have accessed deliberately. In these moments, he believes Arthur's spirit literally inhabits this work, not metaphorically, but actually roaming around the songs. Despite his chaotic early career, Cave maintained a spiritual search throughout his life, often reading the Bible even during wild tours. He prefers religious over spiritual, as it implies tradition and rigor rather than vague sentiments. His religious interests began in childhood cathedral choir experiences, where biblical stories and art possessed a kind of supplemental power. For Cave, doubt isn't faith's enemy, but a crucial energy fueling creativity and spiritual growth. He's grown increasingly impatient with his skepticism, seeing it as obtuse and counterproductive after experiences that left rational explanations feeling inadequate. He articulates a concept of poetic truth, things true enough that offer practical benefits even when not empirically verifiable. Music functions as a transcendent force in Cave's spiritual framework, penetrating all the fucked-up ways we have learned to cope with this world to reach the sacred essence within us. He considers Ghosteen a religious record concerned with human struggle and transcendence, with spiritual healing power evidenced by listeners' letters. Perhaps, as Cave suggests, God is the search itself. Cave explores the prescient nature of songwriting, where songs seem to possess knowledge of future events, a phenomenon too insistent to ignore when Skeleton Tree contained lyrics appearing to predict Arthur's death. These experiences suggest we possess deeper intuitions than we realize. He references the imaginal realm, a liminal state beyond rationality, where he feels Arthur lives. Through meditation in Arthur's room, Cave glimpsed that things could somehow be all right. Eventually, grief transformed into weird, urgent energy and strange, reckless power, as the worst had happened and nothing could hurt us. Cave found healing through touring and conversation events where he learned my own way of talking about grief. These events became transformative as he entered the impossible realm where he felt Arthur's presence. Through this process, he discovered invincibility through acute vulnerability and artistic freedom by relinquishing concern for the outcome. Have you ever sensed a presence that defies rational explanation? Cave's experiences suggest our conventional understanding of reality might be too limited when confronting life's profound mysteries. Cave's collaborative process with Warren Ellis thrives on creative tension that produces unexpected beauty. Their improvisatory method creates space for accidents and discoveries impossible through conventional songwriting, yielding more vertical, heaven-bound compositions. Cave contrasts Ghostine's transcendent quality with the pain-filled skeleton tree that made him physically ill. The recording environment for Ghostine was rare and haunted, with Cave, Ellis, and filmmaker Andrew Dominik sharing this strange, wounded place. Their approach focused on revealing a song's essential self, creating music with no place to hide. Throughout his career, Cave was relied on creative partners with complementary energies, from Mick Arvey and Roland S. Howard to Blixa Bargeld. His partnership with Ellis differs as they truly write songs together as a duo, creating music in a free and intuitive way. This collaborative alchemy extends to his relationship with wife Susie, whose fashion line The Vampire's Wife emerged from the mad energy of her grief. Though they don't directly collaborate, Cave sees their creations as gifts to each other. We are both waving to each other through our work that we are both still present in the world. At the heart of Cave's creative output since Arthur's death lies a profound spiritual quest for absolution. His ceramic figurines, music, and writing seek forgiveness from personal culpability. Cave explains, "I'm seeking forgiveness. When I think of him, I feel a weight in my heart. As his father, I feel he was my responsibility." Cave believes art has the power to save, to put beauty back into the world as a form of making amends. After filmmaker Andrew Dominik made One More Time with Feeling, Cave felt exonerated, a burden lifted. "Art brings order to chaos, drawing my story out of darkness to stand in testament." For Cave, art reconciles the artist with the world through active atonement, requiring others' participation. He's found value in expressing contrition through prayer, meditation, and song, living his best life in their name. Through his Red Hand Files project, Cave has created a sincere and loving exchange that goes some way towards mutual restoration, a form of prayer he describes as concentrated listening, where he attends to others' needs. Faith, Hope, and Carnage reveals vulnerability as essential to spiritual and creative growth. Cave describes it as existing adjacent to collapse or obliteration, a place both dangerous and teeming with potential. This state creates freedom as you become less concerned with others' judgments. Cave's journey suggests our deepest transformations emerge from our darkest moments. Through grief, he discovered that performing created a communal sense of awe, where both performer and audience experienced something sacred. His evolution from chaotic performances to the emotional purity of post-Arthur concerts achieved radical intimacy through vulnerable songs that connect on a soul level. What if our wounds aren't just obstacles, but portals to deeper connection? Cave's story suggests that embracing vulnerability enables personal healing and the creation of art that serves as a ladder to spiritual experience for others. In a world increasingly detached from meaning, this radical vulnerability may be what we need to rediscover our shared humanity and the sacred dimensions of existence.